Thanks for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God. We're in Genesis chapter 21, verse 33. Today we want to look at this name, the everlasting God, El Olam. Abraham planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba and called there on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. People who interacted with Abraham observed God's presence. As Abraham traveled through the region of Philistine, the ruler noted, God is with you in all you do. And this led to a treaty and allowed Abraham to stay in the area for a long period of time. It was there that he planted this tree and he called on the name of the Lord. It was there in Beersheba that Abraham called God El Olam, the everlasting God. El Olam describes the God as the one who has no beginning or end. There's never a time when he was not. There will never be a time when he is not. This is an attribute of God that is hard for our human mind to grasp. We think in terms of minutes and hours and days and weeks and months and years. We think of starts and finishes, beginnings and ends. But while God acts in time, he transcends time. To El Olam, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. Now think about the practical impact of this attribute of God. No one is responsible for God's existence. He's always been. He'll never cease to be. He'll never leave you or forsake you. God's love will never run out. His mercy is limitless. His grace carries an everlasting guarantee. His plans for us stand firm forever. The place he has for us after we die is a never-ending kingdom. The eternal God has made us to live forever, and through Jesus, we can live forever with God. That gives ceaseless confidence. Heavenly Father, there's no one like you. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I savor your limitless love and mercy and grace. Your plans for me are settled in heaven. And as your child, when I die, I will live with you forever. Because you are eternal, I live today in complete confidence. And I pray in Jesus' name, amen.